Welcome everybody to another October episode of the Rose Such a Gladder podcast. Today I have the same guest I had last October. We don't change much here. I'm a creature of habit. We were supposed to have two others, but I had to reschedule last night due to a rainstorm that apparently Elon Musk's Starlink internet can't handle. So it's just gonna be me and one of my favorite people in the Christmas podcast network. It is Kristen from the Holidays After Dark podcast, another one of my favorite podcasts too. I always say it's the most well-directed, or I would say more well-produced and well-edited, and I think she puts a lot of work into it. Kristen, how are you doing?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on again. I can't believe, has it really been since last October?
Yeah, I think wow. We recorded last October, and I don't know, if it's October, I can only think of one person. I thought of Anthony too, because he loves horror movies and Halloweeny stuff, and Jerry always pops on with me anyway, but it's really good to have you here. As you can tell, I'm horrendous with introductions. I introduced you, and then I added more, and then I introduced you again, so my apologies.
No worries. I appreciate your kind words, and yeah, I mean, October is definitely probably collectively my favorite month of the year usually, so we're starting to get to that point of like Halloween is getting so close that I want it to slow down a little bit, but
yeah,
I definitely love this time of year.
Yeah, me too. The leaves are finally changing out here, and it's really spectacular. I love the bright colors. I feel like they are changing a bit earlier this year, but it is what it is. But what brings us here today, I've never done this before. It's not going to be a traditional interview. I'm sure there'll be questions during the process, but we are doing a watch along. And we're doing a watch along of one of my favorite, I guess the argument can be made for Christmas / Halloween, whichever you prefer it to be. I prefer it to be both. We are watching A Nightmare Before Christmas from Tim Burton. Kristen, what is your background with this movie? How old were you when you first watched it? You said off air here that it's one of your favorite films to watch. So what's your history with it?
So I actually didn't discover it as young as you might have thought, because it came out, I believe, in like the early 90s, which is when I was born. But I really didn't discover it until probably like middle school age. And I actually was introduced to it by a friend of mine in middle school. And he actually ended up giving me a kitten for Christmas one year.
Whoa.
And I ended up naming her Jack after Jack Skellington because he told me that it was a boy. And so then I named it. And then we took her to the vet. And the vet goes, "Oh, yeah, this is a girl, not a boy." But I just stuck with the name. So pretty much from that moment on, like, because I had only seen the film like a couple times when he gave her to me. But then just because my cat was named after Jack Skellington, I kind of felt like this is a movie that I need to keep watching. Plus, I really enjoyed it the first couple times I saw it. And then I quickly went on to own a bunch of merch from Nightmare Before Christmas. Just kind of became more of an all-around fan. And then, of course, as I learned more about Danny Elfman and Tim Burton and kind of growing up, becoming an adult with the film and appreciating things about it that I didn't appreciate when I was younger. Yeah, it's absolutely like a staple of my holiday season now.
Amazing. I was going to say this came out in 1993. So you weren't born yet, or were you?
I was born in 1991.
Oh, okay. So we're both kind of old. Yeah.
See, yeah.
I'm a bit older. I'll be 40 this year. So I was born in 85.
Okay.
And, first of all, I got to ask this question. So a friend gave you a kitten?
Yes. Like,
how old were you at the time?
I was 12 or 13.
That's a pretty
probably
aggressive
13.
Gift.
Yeah. So I of course like had to ask my parents, but
yeah,
basically his cat had kittens like unexpectedly. And so they were just desperate to get rid of them. They were like, "We'll give them away for free." And it was shortly before Christmas. So after some convincing, my parents finally agreed. And then on Christmas Eve, he showed up with the kitten with a green bow on its neck. And it was adorable.
Wow. So how long did that cat end up living?
For almost 14 years. She actually just died in 2020.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was a long time, and she was, we had a love-hate relationship. I mean, as with most
Yeah,
cats.
most cats, yeah.
But she was really the only pet that I ever had. I ne never was never allowed to have a dog or anything. So
Yeah.
that was, she was kind of my experience with like owning a pet.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm not a big cat guy. I'm more of a dog guy, but I've met some cats I got along with. But yeah, they're really temperamental. They're very like stubborn, and I'm stubborn, so we don't really get along that well for the most part. But dogs, absolutely. But yeah, my history with this came out in 93. I remember I didn't see it in the movie theaters or anything like that. I actually saw it at a family friend's house. Their name was Randy and Wanda. They lived upstairs from the apartment that we were in, and we'd go there sometimes. Sometimes I'd watch wrestling there. They're really good people. And I remember they had gotten it on VHS, and it was this big thing. It's like, yeah, you got to see this new type of film that's out, because I'd never really seen anything like that, unless you want to compare, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it wasn't quite the same, right? It was just like watching this animation that wasn't quite animation, and you could tell it was claymation or whatever it was. And I just was like dumbfounded at it when I first saw it. I thought it was really weird, because it's probably like 8 at the time when I saw it, and like thought it was really creepy. I didn't really understand it, so I didn't watch it much until probably the 2010s when my kids were born. And then I'm like, let's reintroduce this. And then I loved it. They were like semi afraid of it. They'd watch it from behind the couch, so their little heads would be peeking up like at certain parts. So that's kind of my history with it. I watched it when I was young, thought it was super weird, didn't care for it. And then, as I got older, had kids. So when I was like 25, I really, really got back into it. And I love it. And I always felt like it went quick. And now that I looked at it to know the runtime, it really does. It's more of like a not a movie, a special time, like, because it's 1 hour and 15 minutes. It's unreal. But yeah.
Yeah, it does almost kind of seem more like an extended like episode or like I don't know, not like not quite short film, but I totally get your get what you're saying, which I mean
Yeah.
honestly, I think is kind of for the better because it's easy to just like watch it really quick, whereas
Yeah.
sometimes if a movie goes like much over an hour and a half, especially if you get up into the 2 hour range, it's like, "Oh, do I have time for this?"
Yeah, exactly. So,
So
but
I don't hate it.
yeah, I find now though, like as I'm older, because I have like a physical media collection, but I also want to do a little bit of like digital. So I do have YouTube Premium. So sometimes I'll buy movies on there that I really like, just so they're I have easy access to them. And what I've realized is a lot of movies I watch now that I'm older are long. They're like minimum of 2 hours and 15 minutes. But like movies like this that you can put on and it more feels like an episode. Well, a lot of episodes run this long, depending what you're watching now. It feels good. It's not like taking so much of your time, and I don't know, it's nostalgic. But I would compare this to like, it's like you ever had a really bad fever, you had a flu. And you know how you get those like dreams, and then you wake up from those dreams and then you sleep back in them. This is like an extended fever dream with the flu, but it's like a really cool one. Almost like a horror fever dream, but yeah.
Agreed, agreed.
Okay, ready to
Yes.
play. Okay,
One,
awesome.
two, three.
Go. Everybody else can press play at the same time. Here we go. The famous Disney opening. I
Yes.
used to trick my kids all the time. I'm like, "Do you see that train? Do you see the train?" They're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "That's the Polar Express." And then they're like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah, but Polar Express has zero ties to Disney. It just made me feel better as a Christmas lover." But yeah. Do you remember the first Disney movie you ever saw?
I don't like firsthand remember it, but I'm told that it was like The Lion King.
Yeah.
I think that was the well, I think that was the first movie in the theater,
For sure.
is
I
what
watched that
I'm
in the theater too.
told.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I would have been pretty young, like I don't know when they when exactly it came out, but I think I only would have only been like 4 or 5
Yeah.
maybe. The first Disney movie I ever saw, I don't I mean I know I was obsessed with all the classics like Little Mermaid and Snow White, and
Yeah.
I can still visualize the big chunky VHSs of my
Oh, how they had the special
childhood.
boxes there, like the white. Yeah. I was one of those like toxic boy kids where I was like, I'm not watching Little Mermaid, it's for girls. I'm not watching Snow White, it's for girls. I still have never watched The Little Mermaid, the whole thing, or Aladdin.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, Aladdin is fun as an adult because it has like so many innuendos and stuff that you don't realize
Yeah, absolutely it does.
when you're a kid, which is
Yeah.
kind of funny. I mean, I even watched like Toy Story recently, which I had not really seen that movie like much as an adult.
Yeah.
And even with Toy Story, you realize like just like how many like kind of
Yeah.
dirty jokes there are
Yeah, it's
and
kind of funny though as a parent, but yeah, looking back. Yeah, we have the opening here that was like it really creeped me out as a kid. It didn't set the standard. Like you got monsters under the bed and all these creepy looking things. I always thought the stairs and the flooring here always reminded me of like Beetlejuice, because this was like I was a huge Beetlejuice fan. And I remember just like I'm like, this gives me a Beetlejuice vibe, but it's not like the same. I don't like it as much. But I used to love Beetlejuice, man. I still do. I
I
really
actually
still.
just watched Beetlejuice for the first time.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was pretty good.
I actually thought it was pretty good too. And like,
Yeah.
in, I mean, to be honest, in some ways, I think I almost liked it a little bit better than the original. Like, the original one to me, I mean, it's
Yeah.
not in my top. I mean, I like it and I usually end up having it on at some point
Yeah.
every year. But Beetlejuice, I actually like really
Yeah.
quite enjoyed.
Yeah, no, I really loved it. They actually just there's a place called Golden Auctions. They actually have a show on Netflix. I forget the name of the show, but they had the actual, you know how they had like the mini house and they had like the, what do you call it? Like a diorama or whatever they call it up in the attic in the movie. So they had a replica of the house because everything that was happening on the diorama or whatever was happening, I don't know, it was like Beetlejuice life, whatever. They were selling that. And I think the opening bid was 10 grand. And I thought for like a second, I'm like, you know what? I could swing this. I'm like, is it responsible? No, but it, like, I love this movie so much that I would get it. And then the bidding kind of went up a bit on it, I think. And then I was like, you know what? Not responsible. Don't do it. Like, if I was like, you know, if I had disposable income in the hundreds of thousands in my bank account, absolutely. But no, this part also creeped me out too when he has like the torch and all this when I was
I
young. But
just
now,
love like
I love
it's
it
just such
now.
like a grungy, like kind of cool aesthetic that you just don't
Yeah.
see. It
It's.
almost kind of feels like an elevated like
Yeah.
The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like when it's all like black and white and like kind of dreary and
Yeah.
whatever. It's almost just like that, but like obviously more modern animation.
Yeah, 100%. When he comes out of the fountain like that, Hallmark had a really good ornament of that a few years ago. And I guess you can, it like lights up when you press it. And some of these Hallmark ornaments now, I think that one goes for like, I think it's like $200. And we
Oh,
paid like
wow.
24 at the time, $24, but it's one of our favorite ornaments. Do you put up like a Halloween tree or anything?
So I used to. I mean, when I was in grad school, I lived in an apartment that had a corner of my living room that I didn't really use.
Yeah.
So after the first year, put up my Christmas tree and then just didn't take it down the rest of the 2 years that I lived there. So then I would definitely make it Halloween. I don't have a specific like Halloween tree up now,
Yeah.
but my Christmas tree, like when it does go up, it's definitely a mix of kind of Halloween spooky ornaments and then like the traditional Christmas ones.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I do put up a small Halloween tree and I do put up some of the Nightmare Before Christmas ornaments and because I've gotten to the point now where I just have way too many ornaments, so it's like I don't put the Halloweens on so on Christmas and I put them for Halloween, but yeah. I
What
love the like
is it black?
yeah.
Your
Yeah.
tree.
Yeah.
Nice. Of course. Of course. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's all good. No, you know what's cool about this? Because when I used to watch this on VHS, I remember it used to be like so not dulled out, but now that I like on Disney Plus, like I have a decent TV, the colors are so vibrant. So I don't know if it was a remaster or whatever, but what I'm looking at now is like 10 times nicer than what I was looking at when we were a kid.
Oh, a million percent.
And
No,
when you
I
talk about
agree.
these aesthetics you were talking about before, it's one of those places I wish I could just walk through. I have this thing when I see imagery, I'm like, oh man, I would like, even if it's not real, I'm like, it'd be really cool to like enter that painting or enter that theme and just like walk around. And this is the vibe. Like, if I could walk around in the world of like Nightmare Before Christmas, I'd be in heaven.
Oh, me too. So, like, what are your general feelings on musicals? Because I do actually know a couple people who say that they don't really like this movie because they don't like musicals.
I really like musicals if they're done correctly. I think if you mix the art of acting with, singing, I think it's really special, and I think it heightens the emotion of it. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen musicals where the acting is phenomenal, the singing's phenomenal, and you leave there with such a feeling of emotion. But then there's sometimes you see them like the Christmas Story musical they tried where it was an abomination. But there's certain things like a lot of people didn't like Joker 2. I didn't mind it. I like Gaga. Was it the way I would have taken the story? No, but like I see what they were trying to do, and I think sometimes people are guilty of becoming their own biggest fan, is like what, the director did there, and getting too cute with it. I didn't think you needed to take it where he took it, but I understood the mind frame that they were trying to like portray in it. Like, what was real? What was Arthur seeing? What wasn't he seeing? Is she real? Like, what's happening? Are these hallucinations? Are they real? Like, I could see. I know a lot of diehard DC fans don't like it because of like it wasn't super story driven the way they wanted it to be, but I thought it was good. I liked it. And I
Yeah, I
wasn't afraid to
actually,
admit it. I
yeah,
loved it.
I haven't actually watched that one yet, which I is crazy to me because I love Lady Gaga as well, and I also really like Joaquin Phoenix generally. And it's been like I've had it on my list for a while, but for some reason when it came out, I don't remember exactly what time of year it came out, but I feel like I was watching a bunch of other stuff at the time. But I need to because I also feel like I'll have more of an appreciation for it than most people did.
Yeah, no, for sure. And this part here that we're looking at in the movie, it's like one of the iconic scenes where you see the hill there with the moon in the background. And
I love Zero. I wish I could have a Zero.
yeah, me too. I have a
A
zero
little
on my
ghost
arm.
dog. That's about as close as we can get, but
Yeah, I wish Zero did exist in the form of like former pets. That would be amazing if we could just have
oh
ghost
yeah.
pets. Like, you know how many dogs I'd want back? Well, only a couple, but like
Yeah.
it's like that would be unreal. Almost like what's the other movie? Frankenweenie. Have you watched that one where I
Oh
guess
yeah.
that's the one with the
Love
dog,
it.
right?
Love it. Yeah, another Tim Burton gem.
Yeah, and my girls weren't the biggest fans because once they got a hint of like Tim Burton, they're like, when they were young, they're like, no, like, no, dad, like, this feels weird to me. And now they're in this massive emo phase where they just love everything about it. Like, I can't believe I didn't like this. I'm like, yeah, exactly. But yeah, if you would have told me when I was 15 that I'd have daughters, because I was like, not emo. I wasn't anti-emo. I was just not that. And now I have like two emo daughters. I go to concerts with. It's freaking amazing. I love it. Like,
That's like the if like I don't want kids, but like if I did have kids, like that would be like the only acceptable. Like, I mean, of course I would want my kids to be like whoever they want to be, but I would be like secretly just like praying that they were like little emo rock and roll kids like me, because I don't want to have to listen to bad music in the car and all
Yeah,
that.
our car time went from like Disney, and then I don't even know how they got onto this stuff. Like, I would listen to like some of it, but like nothing, just the stuff that was popular when I was young. But like even today, my daughter's telling me, she's like, yeah, I gotta get home because I'm taking her home from school. And she's like, yeah, they're doing this Panic at the Disco re-release, but like they're doing a live stream, but it's not a live concert, it's a re-release, something from Denver or something. And it was happening at a certain time today. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I like Pierce the Veil back in the day. I thought it was cool. Or not Pierce the Veil, sorry, not Pierce the Veil.
Panic.
Panic at the Disco. Pierce the Veil, I took them to a concert. They were fun. I thought it was cool. Yeah, like they went to My Chemical Romance. I guess they're having resurgence. They go to all that stuff and they, it's fun. We went to Gaga and it was the best concert I've ever freaking went to.
See, I'm dying to go to Lady Gaga. Like, I was in Vegas once during her residency, but the tickets were like literally thousands of dollars, which
It
I'm
but
not doing.
it was like it was expensive. I'll give you that, because we were beside the stage around the sixth row, and it was expensive. I'll just say, I'm not gonna say a price, but we're in a spot where we can, you know, afford it in a way where like it's nice to be able to bring my kids there. And it's so funny. I had this like we'll get back to the movie in a second. I had a feeling this would happen because I never shut up. I had this like moment at the she was doing what's the song she has? I'm not like I forget something the night. Love
Oh,
what is
Marry
it?
the Night.
Marry the Night, but it was like this slowed down version she did in Toronto. And I was like, oh my God. I was getting emotional to the point where I definitely had a tear in my eye. And I'm not like the super emotional guy, but I had this like epiphany where I remember being, I think I was like 18 at the time. I hated my job. I was taking the bus, you know, to like work and I couldn't stand it. I like didn't want to be doing what I was doing at that time anymore. And I remember her first song came out. I think like it was Just Dance, I think. It was really popular at the time. It got popular in Toronto. And I remember hearing her song. And I'm like, oh, this girl's good. And then like she's come out with like way more songs that I've loved, like Alejandro. Like I'm a straight male, but you put Alejandro on and I get real zesty. Like I'm telling you, man, I love
I
that.
love it.
I love that song. But so yeah, I just had this moment where I was like, okay, there was a time then when like I was paycheck to paycheck, couldn't do anything, hated my life, and now I'm sitting in these amazing seats watching my kids have the best time of their life. And it was like a full circle moment where I was like, this is like what music is. This is what concerts are. It brings people together. It makes you think. It's thought provoking. It's emotion. It evokes emotion. And to sit there and watch her with my kids now being able to do these things, it was like, hell yeah, man. I was like, and I don't know what it did. I have the biggest crush on Lady Gaga now. I always thought she was pretty, but man, watching her perform for 2.5 hours with minimal breaks, like she would go and get changed, but it was insane. It was insane and
No,
so
I
good.
imagine. Like everyone that I've ever known that's seen her says it's incredible, and I definitely really want to, but I've been a long time fan as well. So, I just really like her as a person, and when I see her in interviews and stuff, and that's great. That's super cool.
Yeah, it's actually really funny because you know how like on Instagram you see things that people like now, like the little bubbles come up. Everything, it's not everything, but like I would say 80%, it's always like my daughters and then it's you, my daughters. It's like all the same stuff. And I just sit there and laugh to myself.
I'm a
Yeah.
forever emo kid, I feel
Yeah.
like.
Yeah.
So
So it's like I always see that.
my
But
tastes
yeah.
have not changed since like middle school,
Really?
so pretty much.
I also love this scene when he goes into the Christmas
Oh
tree.
yeah.
They have this ornament as well. With the actual tree on it and stuff. I want to say it almost has him walking in as well.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Well, we're about to go into my ultimate favorite when he first
Yeah.
gets
Yeah.
to the Christmas town. And
Yeah.
I actually just did a Tim Burton episode for one of my Halloween episodes, so I feel like I know all this like random Tim Burton facts that I didn't
Oh.
know before.
Hit me with it because you know me, I'm never prepared.
Well, so you mentioned Frankenweenie. So I had not realized that the full-length Frankenweenie that came out in 2012 or whenever it was, that was actually based off of a short that he had done while he was interning for Disney.
Oh, wow.
So he went to CalArts, which is a pretty well-known film school out in LA, and while he was there, he got an internship with Disney and started like honing his animation skills and whatever. So made the little Frankenweenie short, and then all those years later made it into a feature. So I thought that was really cool.
That is really cool. Look at you with all the facts. Man, I need to just keep you in my back pocket. Just be like, hey.
I always have to do a lot of research for my episodes. So it's I'm
Yeah,
like I become a temporary expert, and then as soon as I have to write my next episode, like all that information just leaves my brain. But yeah, this is definitely like my, oh, if I could, I want to go through this town too.
me too. When he's
Like,
standing on the light post there with all the, yeah, like
yes.
this is what, like, this is nostalgia. Like just
Oh,
like
yeah.
every time I
Just,
see it, it's just like the whole aesthetic of it. And I would love to just create a room at Christmas that was like dedicated to this, but like, you know, it would cost way too much money.
Yeah.
But
I
or
think
like even
color, oh, I'm sorry.
no, go ahead. I wasn't saying anything important.
I think color-wise, the only Christmas film that has really hit me with its colors the way that this one does is the Benedict Cumberbatch more recent version of the Grinch.
Yeah. And that it's so funny you say that. That's one of the things I noticed when I watched it. I'm like, everything is so vibrant. Like, this can't be not on purpose, but you're right. I liked it. I wasn't the biggest fan. I always joke around, like, you know how like there's the tomato meter or whatever. I always say the secret meter, and like I probably would have given that one like a 66. I don't know why, but I was kind of hard on it.
I really like just the incorporation of kind of like the more like pop current music, and I don't know, I think it has just a lot of funny moments, and like it's funny because as someone who has like color very rarely incorporated into any element of my life, I
Yeah.
can definitely have an appreciation for when like a movie, especially an animated movie, has like really good color. So I think that's part of, I just visually, it's just, it grips me. So I think that's part of why I like it.
Yeah. Well, you say you're not like big onto color, but I did get a glimpse of your nails. And if you guys can see it, she's got a
Oh
Halloween style right
yeah.
now. She's
Yeah.
got like a black and orange going on.
Yeah, just the middle finger's orange, but I can really only paint my nails when I travel because my day job, I'm often taking apart like cell phones and computers and stuff,
Oh
and they're
yeah.
not, it's not a nail friendly job.
Okay.
So it's always a sign that I'm traveling when I finally paint my nails.
Oh, that, well, that's good
So
then. There must be like some
yeah.
restorative nature in it when you're doing it. Because
Yeah,
from what I
yeah.
understand, from what I remember, what you do, it's pretty stressful, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world of computer forensics can be very interesting, but
I can't even
yeah.
imagine what you have to see to go through that stuff. And I commend you though, because we need people like you. And
Well, thank you.
it's not everybody can do that job, and it's got to be like mentally taxing for sure, especially when it comes to crimes against children, things like that. So I don't know if you want to
Yeah, I
get into
always.
that on the podcast. I can edit this out if you want.
Oh, no, I'm totally happy to. I'm an open book, but I honestly always tell our applicants, like, if you don't like watching horror movies, you're not gonna like this job. Because
Yeah,
if you
because
can't
it's
even
not
stomach, right, if you can't even stomach a horror
yeah.
movie, like, you're not gonna do well because this is like a horror movie, but real.
It's real. Yeah, and it's
So then I watch things like Nightmare Before Christmas to decompress because to me, obviously, it's not really scary, but it still gives me like the goth vibes that I like to go
No,
for.
100%. And with your job, do you find like do you find when you watch stuff like this, like, and when you decompress, like, do you really feel like it takes the edge off, or is it something you still always think about because it's so like it's gotta be it's hard. Like, I can't imagine doing that job. I like, do you feel like it helps this kind of stuff, or is your job that's something that's like always in the back of your mind? Like,
No, I feel like it actually does really help. I mean, that's like part of why I became so obsessed with Hallmark Channel because Hallmark Channel does the same thing.
yeah.
So I've noticed that the longer I've done the job, like my tolerance for horror movies has gone down. I
Yeah.
think because when you look at disturbing stuff all day, you don't then want to come home and look at more disturbing stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I don't watch nearly as many like horror movies. I don't watch nearly as much true crime as I used to. But I feel like between doing the podcast, which a main reason I started the podcast was for a positive mental health outlet, and
Yeah.
then exercising and gaming and all the other things that I do, I actually feel like I'm pretty good about like not really thinking about work.
That's good
But I
then. You're
think I
built different.
I think that's because I just have so many mechanisms in place, and I feel like
Yeah.
if that was altered at all, it probably would not be the same.
Yeah.
But I've had to work for, I mean, I've been doing this job for almost 6 years, and so I've
Yeah.
definitely had to build it, but I've gotten to a place where I can kind of detach and just enjoy
That's
what I'm
good then.
watching or whatever.
I've always got to do this because it's like a defense mechanism for me. So I need to make a joke. Like, if you're ever with somebody, I don't think it would be possible for them to ever cheat on you because you'd find out before they even knew.
I mean, I am a very good researcher.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, prior to this job, I was with the FBI as an analyst, and so that's where I really honed those skills.
Holy shit. I got someone from the FBI on the line here. Christ.
I
Let
will
me just delete
admit
my search history
that
right now.
I will admit that I've definitely had times in life where I've like met someone for the first time or whatever, and I like have to pretend not to already know something about them just because like I'm a natural researcher.
Yeah.
And especially if I'm going to let someone into my life, I'm also pretty cautious of people, and so I usually at least look people up just basic online, like open source, anyone can do it sort of
Yeah.
stuff. But I definitely have like a little bit of like, oh, I have to pretend that I didn't know about that trip that you went on because that's going to seem creepy. And I
You
don't
don't
have
want to
any
bring it up
creepy.
accidentally in conversation and be
Yeah.
like,
And like,
oh
I don't
shit.
have any creepy intentions, but I just like to say I like to be well informed. And when you see the worst of society, I try not to think of the boogeyman being around every
Yeah.
corner, but it definitely makes you like approach people with a little bit more hesitation.
It's because anybody's capable of it. And then I guess the more you learn about it, like I went to school for police foundations criminology. I don't know
Nice.
anywhere near what you know, but I do know that these people are really good at concealing themselves. And if you've ever watched, interviews with serial killers, child killers, rapists, things like that, I don't know why I'm bringing this up on the podcast. We're just talking here. You know that they're really good at turning it on and turning it off, and they're really intelligent in the way that they do things. And it's why I never allowed my kids to have sleepovers anywhere else. But if people want to come to my house, 100%, because I know it's safe. But I just, I watched too much Dr. Phil when I was young. Just like,
I did too a lot, to be honest. But yeah, that's probably why it's for the better that I've never wanted kids, because like I know that I would be like the biggest helicopter parent
yeah.
because of my job. I would be like, I know you are gonna hate me, but I'm not gonna let you do X, Y, and Z because I know what can happen, and one day you'll
Yeah.
understand.
Yeah, no, 100%. We've kind of
Yeah.
neglected the film for a second here.
I
We're at a
know.
really cool part where, Jack's bringing out some presents and some stockings and trying
Yes.
to teach about Christmas. Just
Indeed. Do you have like a favorite, like out of the more like minor characters, do you have like one that stands out as one that you particularly like?
they're not minor. I just, no minor one. I still just really love Lock, Shock, and Barrel. And I know that's like basic bitch shit, but like I love them. Like I have their tats too. Like I don't know what it is about them. They're just hilarious. I love the way they look. I love the way they act. And ever since I
Agreed.
was young, I was just always attached to them because I was a little pest. You know what I mean? So I always
Yeah.
love Lock, Shock, and Barrel. I got a soft spot for them.
Same. I have little like figures. I haven't leveled up to getting the tattoos like you have, but
Yeah.
which is really frigging cool. But yeah, I have like so many little Nightmare Before Christmas piece of decorations, because mostly because of my cat, I literally just like any piece of merch that I ever saw, I was
Yeah.
like, I gotta make it a theme.
It's like an homage to Jack. I guess
Yeah.
Jack can be, Jack's a gender fluid name, I'd say. I think it
Oh
could be.
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't care. I was like,
Yeah.
I'm not gonna rename her. The reason I didn't switch it to Sally is because the friend that gave her to me, his dog was named Sally.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, you already have a Sally. I didn't want to make it sound like I was like copying. Plus, I just
Yeah.
really liked the name Jack. And
Yeah.
I've always loved in the movie, like, I just love his singing voice, which I believe is Danny Elfman, because I think Danny Elfman wrote the music and then also voiced Jack,
Yeah.
which he plays live in LA from time to time. Like, I know actually when I'm there, I'm not sure if I'm gonna go or not, but when I'm there, they're doing like Nightmare Before Christmas live at the Hollywood Bowl, which is a pretty big deal. I think like John Stamos and Janelle Monáe
Oh, wow.
are like acting in it, which is interesting. But
I love how
Danny
you say,
Elfman.
I love how you say, sorry, that you like lose all this knowledge and then all you're doing is bestowing so much knowledge
I
on me. And I'm just like, what
know.
the
Another fun fact that just came to mind, because I've always thought this was really funny and like honestly something that I would do, is when Tim Burton was married, or they actually never got married as far as I'm aware, but when he was with Helena Bonham Carter for so many years, they actually lived in separate houses the entire time,
Really?
because they were very much just like, you know what? I need my space at the end of the day. And it was connected by like a pathway. So it was close,
Okay, I can get behind
but
that.
it was very much just a, at the end of the day, you retire to your place, I retire to mine, and I'll meet you in the
Do you
morning.
think you could do that? I don't think I could. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that I would want it to be that separate, but I am very particular when I sleep. And so the whole like, if I share a bed with someone, it has to be like a really big bed.
Yeah, for
Because I
sure.
get like really hot when I sleep. And so to me, like sleeping, I don't really mind doing it like by myself. But would I want to like truly live separate? Probably not. But I just appreciate people who do things like unconventionally
I
and
agree.
whatever. So I just always admired that they just like were loud and proud about it and it worked for them for like almost 20 years. And yeah.
It's probably
Yeah.
why I work for so long, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, like I've always
Yeah.
seen like some of my friends' parents when I was young, like they slept in separate bedrooms, and I'm like, that's freaking weird. But then I got older and I realized like it happened a lot. But I'm like you, I'm a
Yeah.
warm sleeper. Like even in the winter, I've got my fan and like I'll have the window open. I like to be under the duvet, but
Oh,
I don't like
yeah.
being touched in my sleep. Like we're not gonna freak like I'm not gonna hold you and fall asleep. It's not my thing. Like I need to be
Yeah.
separate. I need to be just
Agreed.
It's like it's okay for a little bit, but like falling asleep, like no, I don't need your moist, hot breath on my face. I just want to be turned around. You know
No,
what I mean?
I could not agree more. Do you have like a favorite song from the film if you had to pick one?
Oh, it's obviously it, okay. Well, okay. I mean, all of them, but the first one, it's got to be like, this is Halloween. Because, like, every time I'm out for Halloween with my kids, I'm like, this is Halloween. The whole time, ever since they were young, I've just sang it in my head. But obviously, yeah, when he goes to Christmas Town, that's probably like it's 1B. But no, it's got to be This is Halloween just because it's so synonymous to the film. But like, yeah, and then you get to what's this? What's this? And like, it's so beautifully done too. Like, it's so everything about this friggin' gets me going, man.
Well, yeah, I actually just said on an episode of Sounds of Christmas that I did where we counted down our favorite Halloween songs. Like, I have a ritual with This Is Halloween being like my opening. Like, I officially know that it's the Halloween season, but then I feel like What's This is kind of like my official Christmas opening to the season.
That's so perfectly said.
And I
That's me.
particularly like, I mean, I'm obsessed with Marilyn Manson, but I particularly like Marilyn Manson's version of This Is Halloween just because it's a little bit creepier.
I've never heard
So
it.
oh, it's.
I'm gonna listen to it after we're done.
Oh, I to me it's an elevated version for sure. I know I'm a little biased, but it really makes it like truly more of like a okay, this is definitely a Halloween song, like not just like in a movie musical sort of thing, but yeah, I highly recommend.
I'm definitely going to listen to it after this, but yeah, I remember Marilyn Manson. So you were born in 91. This is probably like 94, 95. Like when did The Beautiful People come out?
Yeah, it would have been sometime in the mid to late
Yeah,
90s.
so it could I'm so old. So it would be like 95, 96 then maybe. I remember when it first came out. So you guys had MTV. We had something called Much Music. And it would play music videos. And I remember my buddy recorded it. And it was such a thing because, like, he was so taboo. Like, you couldn't even mention him because it was like the worst thing in the world. But my friend recorded the video. And I remember it was like this big thing. We watched it back to back to back to back, like, probably 12 times. And like, eight of our friends were over and we're like, this is the coolest shit ever. Just like, yeah, you were still a puppy at the time.
Well, and it does make me sad because as a big Manson fan, like I was too young for like his real heyday, which really was like the Antichrist superstar era of like the late 90s, early 2000s. But so whenever I talk to people who are a little bit older who actually got to go to those shows and remember that era, I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous because I didn't see him for the first time until 2008. So
Oh my gosh, yeah.
yeah.
One of the things that, like, I don't know if it started with him, but all I need to say is one thing. The Manson rumor And I don't know how these rumors started back in the day, but there was a rumor about like each artist, and it was like, yeah, you got a couple ribs removed. It's like, is that for real? Like, is that true? And like, there wasn't really any internet then. Like, did a news station once say it, or did it just go from kid to kid across North America? Like, I don't, like, you know what I mean?
I think people just like never knew what to do with Manson just because he was like so outside the norm. So anything that he ever said or did was like taken out of context and just like misconstrued. But like I've always been like, I don't think Manson's ever had any problem getting girls, so I don't know that he would need to do that. But
So yeah, that's the thing. Like that stuff, like I don't know. I don't really, it's touchy, right? But I think Manson, I think he's weird, but like I can't judge what kind of person he is on the inside, but it is what it is. But he probably gets no benefit of the doubt because of like his music, but I don't know. Whatever,
Well,
you
and
know.
like all I try to base my like opinion off of is like I've met him twice, and like both times he was truly one of the nicest celebrities I've ever met, like so down to earth, like took his time with everyone. I know he had like a really great relationship with his parents and very much like helped them out and took care of them until they both passed. So to me, I've always just like focused on my experience. And yeah, he's a very controversial dude. But yeah, I'm a fan.
No, it more sounds like you're in love, but I understand.
I mean, if you could see my apartment right now, you would be like, what? Like, because I have Manson artwork and photos and stuff everywhere.
No,
So,
I think that's really cool. I think it's cool that you can make your place your own, and you feel comfortable in it, right? So who gives a
Oh
shit what other
yeah,
people think? Like,
exactly. I'm sure the maintenance guys are like, what?
they
Actually,
go in there, they think
one
you're
of the
like
maintenance, actually, I think it was like the pest, they were doing like routine like pest control. And the pest guy literally left a note on my table that was like, you have the coolest apartment in the entire complex. I'm like, yes, mission accomplished.
So you've been validated.
Yeah.
I've totally been neglecting the film again, but we're at the part when he's got a Christmas electric chair, and you know, he's saying Christmas will be ours.
Oh yes, I mean, what is more? I guess that's a good question. So, I was about to say what is more like Halloween than that, but so to you, is this more of a Christmas film, more of a Halloween film, or do you think it's equal?
I think it's both. I think it's 'cause what I do, like you said earlier, I wanted to do this episode because I watch this and this is the introduction to Christmas, because it starts off a Halloween film, then it kind of gets into a Christmas film, but it kind of ultimately ends as a Halloween film, but it's both. It's the nightmare before Christmas. So I would say 51% Halloween, 49% Christmas. Does that make sense? Do you agree or no?
I mean, I for the most part agree. I find myself usually watching it a little bit more during Christmas time, actually, and I feel like that's because I have a lot of other stuff that I watch over Halloween, and I feel like during Christmas sometimes I'm missing the like spooky vibes, and so I want to get back to that. If I had to give it my personal percentage, I would probably say like 60% Christmas, 40% Halloween for me. But
I
I
don't
mean,
disagree. Like
don't get me wrong, I am more than happy to watch it. And a lot of times I end up watching it for both holidays, so why not?
So it's actually funny. So this scene that we're watching with Lock, Shock, and Barrel is actually like the scene I use to get the tattoos done on my arm. So I have them all beside each
Oh,
other in their masks, and I don't know why. I
nice.
always love this scene. The colors here look so bright to me, like brighter than normal. Maybe I'm just, I don't know.
I
They look great.
agree.
Even the background there with a little Christmas chest is like beautiful. Jerry's so much better at doing watch-alongs because he's not ADHD, and he can really like hone the focus in, right? And it's so much better. Like I'm loving the watch-along. I have been watching, but we've also been shooting the shit. But yeah, I love this scene as well when they're going down the hill and
Yeah, this is
everything.
actually the first like watch along that I've ever done. So,
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm always happy to chat with you too. But yeah, I've been paying attention as well, but I'm like, oh, we have so much other fun things to talk about.
No,
But
we do, and
I'm
that's what it's going to be. Like if people watch this and they want to throw it on too, we'll be going back and forth, but we also got to shoot the shit. But you're right, it doesn't feel like it's been a year since the last time we did this, which is crazy.
I know that is maybe it's because I had you on my show like in the spring or whenever that was. So
Yeah.
maybe that's like,
And yours is
yeah.
so much more professional than mine. I got an email from you. You're like, here's the rundown. We're going to talk about this, and that. Make sure you have. I'm like, oh, sick. And then I get on with you, and you're so professional. And I'm like, this is how it's done. Like, I just, you know what? I'm like a fun-loving podcast, but this is fun-loving, but organized. How does she do it? How do you do it?
A lot of planning. Definitely, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm just naturally kind of like an OCD list making person, and so I feel like it just kind of like bleeds into this as well.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, it's a way to make myself have less anxiety because like I need to feel prepared.
Yeah.
And so if I go into something not feeling prepared, then I'm like, oh my God, about it. But if I feel like, I mean, even like for, leaving on a trip tomorrow, I mean, I have like four different lists that I'm going
Wow.
off of, like a packing list, things to do when I'm there. And like, even if I don't end up following it, it just makes me feel better. So if anything, I
Yeah.
feel like it's more just to calm my own neuroses as opposed to like, oh,
You
let's look professional.
do realize you're going to be in LA for the World Series.
I do, because I'm
Okay.
actually already keeping in mind, like, all right, there's going to be a lot of traffic around Dodger Stadium, so
Yeah.
let's pay attention
And you know
to
who they might
that.
be playing, and I'm not looking at the score right now. The Blue Jays are playing the Mariners to figure out who
Oh.
goes to the World Series. So,
Oh,
yeah, I did not
okay.
want to reschedule to tonight, but I felt so terrible about last night. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna miss the game. And then I was like, well, I need to because I've been planning with this with you for a while. So, like, I felt bad last night. I was sitting there trying to get it to work, and it was so frustrating. And I was like, oh
Oh no,
man.
you're
And I
good.
even
Like I
see you
said,
have your
this
hair straightened tonight, so you probably had it straightened last night, and you got ready. And I was like, damn it. I was like, damn it. She got ready and everything. I feel terrible.
oh no,
All I got to
it
do
was
is put on a
totally
hat and a
fine.
hoodie.
It was totally fine. And like I said, it's a good way tonight to kill some time because
Yeah.
otherwise I would just be sitting here like twiddling my thumbs, like, all right, like am I leaving yet? So
Yeah. What
I'm
time's your flight
happy.
at?
It's at like 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So a friend of mine is picking me up at like 5:30 to get to the airport. And like it's a like it'll that'll get me to the airport a little before 6, and then I have like an hour before I board. So yeah, it's gonna be an early one, but I like when especially when I go to the West Coast, I like traveling early because then
Yeah.
you basically still have the whole day.
100%. Yes.
I mean, I land at like 9:30 in the morning LA time,
Yeah.
so I can go have breakfast, do some stuff, check into the hotel, like,
Yeah.
and it doesn't feel like, oh, well, we traveled today, but guess not doing anything else.
Well,
So,
you can kind of,
yeah.
yeah, you can get in, kind of relax, and then start it off. Get that list going, I guess. Do
Yeah,
you do like actual
exactly.
physical lists, or do you it on your phone?
I do it on my phone.
I'm the same way. I used to be physical. Now I'm like, you should see my notepad. It's friggin' ridiculous. It's like,
I
even
love
like if
that.
you're having a shit day, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna write myself a note to look back on. Just, I don't know what it is, but yeah. I even have my LA hat on today. I didn't even
I
realize.
know. I see that. I love that representing. And LA just does Halloween so well. Like, one of my tasks before leaving was to go and map out. So, there's a website called SoCal Haunt List, and they put together a list of houses that like go all out for Halloween. Like, they just have like crazy decorations up, and some of them actually have like their own little haunted house type thing. So I basically took that list and mapped it out, so that I can then just like go from place to place depending on where I am, just like looking at everyone's Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
So definitely planning to do that.
So the area you're going into, they're big on Halloween, or is it just like a big LA thing where they all kind of.
It's pretty widespread. I would say Burbank, which is
Yeah.
where a lot of the TV studios are and stuff. They definitely have the most. Burbank is just really into holidays. It kind of has an old school feel to begin with. That's where like Quentin Tarantino shoots a lot of his films, like in Burbank and stuff, because it has like that retro vibe. But honestly, LA just loves holidays. It was one of my favorite things about living there. So anytime I can take advantage of it, I am happy to do so.
Now, this might be an ignorant comment. I'm not sure because I'm just a lowly Canadian. But I know that the Mexican community, I believe the Day of the Dead is November 2nd, which kind of like almost coincides Halloween. Is that another big reason why a lot of LA is into Halloween because of the big Hispanic
Oh
aspect?
yeah. And they
Okay.
have tons of Day of the Dead celebrations. One of the cemeteries that I really enjoy visiting, called Hollywood Forever Cemetery, a bunch of famous people are buried there. They have like a whole festival. So if you go like Halloween weekend and then like for the week or two after, they just have like sugar skulls everywhere. And I actually have a sugar skull tattoo
Holy
right
crap.
there.
That is
Because
cool.
I've always just like found it fascinating. Like even though I'm not of like Mexican descent or anything, I've just always found that culture like so fascinating. I love the imagery. I love the reasoning behind it.
The colors are
Yeah, the
just like,
colors. And that's like one of my only color tattoos too, but yeah, they just that's what I love about LA in general, is it's such a mixing pot of cultures, whereas like growing up in the Midwest here, it's like a lack of culture.
Is it just all white people there?
Pretty much. I mean, we have a pretty big like African American population too, like when you get into certain areas, but very little Asian population, very little Hispanic population. And even then, I just don't feel like people are as like open-minded to other cultures. Whereas in LA, we were like always looking for a reason to celebrate another culture. It felt like you can get any food that you want from any culture. Like I just loved getting to learn about so many different things other than the boring Midwestern.
See, okay, you call like, Missouri, right? That's where you're at, or so you call it boring, but man, you guys got some great barbecue. I'm just gonna say.
Yeah,
I
that's
guess you
true.
get bored of it, but
I'm not like a huge, I mean, to me it's fine. Like I'm not a big meat person, so some of it is like kind of lost on me, but we do have some good food. And I feel like when I moved back here, I was able to appreciate things about the city that I had not appreciated when I was growing up here. Like, if you really look hard, you can find the culture and you can find the good food scene. You just have to try a lot harder than you do when you're in LA.
LA to me, like I've been there one time. I guess I visited more in a time where it felt more sad to me. I was a lot younger. We were just pretty much there to party and sightsee and stuff. But it reminded me like you've just gone to Vegas. I saw pictures, but kind of reminded didn't remind me of Vegas. But when I went to Vegas, I was probably in my early 20s and it was depressing to me too. Like it felt,
Really?
because I was more doing the casinos and stuff, and like my friends were big into the strip clubs, but I don't like strip clubs. I don't go to them. It's just never been my thing. It's uncomfortable for me. I don't. It's just weird. I've never gotten it. Like I've been to them 3 times in my life. I didn't go then, so I was more doing the casinos, and like a lot of people are just strung out there. I feel like. On their like it just felt like desperation to me, but I guess that's the casino area. But I was only out there for like 4 days or like 3 days, something like that. But that's the vibe I got from it. But like you make lists, so you probably know better places to go. You've lived out there, you know where to go, not just like pure sightseeing. You know where to find the really cool shit. So
I
I don't
definitely
hold
kind
a
of
light to
stick.
LA and be like, oh, it's depressing. I just sometimes when I see it on TV, I'm like, it's a different world out there. You know what I
Well, and
mean?
like living there, I feel like can be depressing because you're in such a big city, and especially if you're not from there, it can be very hard to like make friends. And like, I mean, it is like a city of dreams, but it's true. It's also like the city that like crushes your dreams, and you realize like how hard everything is, and just like how expensive everything is. And so that's why I like traveling there a lot more than I did living there, because when I travel there, I can just like do all the fun things. But when you're paying rent and dealing with traffic and struggling to like really develop meaningful relationships and whatever, like it can, I definitely got to a fairly low point when I was living there, which is part of the reason why I left. But
Was
it's
that
a
because of
magic.
your work or just because of like?
I mean, it was kind of a mix. I mean, I wasn't really happy with my job. They put me into a subject matter with the FBI that I had absolutely no knowledge or experience of, and it was not what I wanted to be doing. I really wanted to work the crimes against children, and they didn't really have any interest in having me do that. And so I was kind of unhappy at work, kind of unhappy in my personal life. And yeah, like there was tons of really cool stuff to do on the weekends and whatever. But after a couple years of that, I was like, okay, like what is the meaning of life out here? Like I'm missing friends and family back home. I'm like missing all these like milestones and events and whatever, and don't get to hang out with my best friend anymore that much, and just like all those little things.
And you
I
were
just kind
probably
of got,
still relatively young at the time, right? Like, because you're what now, 36, 35, 34,
34.
yeah.
I
So
just
you were.
turned 34. So I lived there from when I was like 26 until I was like 28, 29.
That's still
So yeah,
young,
I was pretty young, but I mean, I'll always be glad that I did it. And I could honestly picture moving back there one day just under different circumstances,
more
but it
on your
still
own
feel,
terms.
yeah, still feels like home to me, and in many, many ways always has. But yeah.
So working in the field that you did, with the FBI, I just assume all of those people can read people. Can you read people well?
Yeah, I feel like I've always been pretty intuitive. I'm definitely very affected by like people's energies. Like if I'm around like a negative person, like I can sense it from like the second that I'm in the same room with you, and it just like completely drains me. I am very selective about who I spend sorry, I don't know why I'm coughing all of a sudden.
It's okay.
Very selective about who I spend my time with. Like I maintain like a pretty small friend group, just because like unless it's a meaningful connection to me, it can just be more like draining than anything else.
Yeah, I can
And
understand what you're
then
saying.
yeah, and then going on like the confidential human source meetups and stuff, like you definitely do learn to hone your skills with like whether being able to tell whether someone is like talking bullshit or not. Which, like I said, sometimes I feel like it's almost backfired in my personal life, because I'm definitely that person that's like not trusting at all. And I feel like sometimes I even don't give people enough of a benefit of the doubt.
So I can relate to that because, like, I think it's more my upbringing, and the upbringing you have kind of like makes you more aware of your surroundings, depending on how you grew up. Especially, I'm not going to get into all that, but I feel like I can read people pretty quick. But like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm 100% accurate. There's been times where I've gotten the icky from people at the beginning, and then it takes time, and I realize like, hey, this person's not that bad. But sometimes you're right. Like it kind of. It's like a double-edged sword in a way, but you're not always going to be right. And there's been times I've been wrong, not many, but then you feel bad about it because you're like, that totally affected what could have possibly happened, like as far as friendship is concerned or a relationship was concerned. And like, you can't get too deep in your head, but never go against your intuition, right? I guess that's the moral of the story. So with that said, I need to touch on this because Santa Claus has been kidnapped and Oogie Boogie is now assaulting him. And this is a really, really fun scene.
It is.
And I've always loved the villain sometimes, and I loved Oogie Boogie.
And I just think it's such like an interesting like depiction of Santa. Like he's like so big he can like barely move on his own. And
He's so
he
morbidly obese, like he
Yeah,
just
and like he still has like that inherent like kind of Santa-like ability, but I mean, all the characters really are just like their shapes and their
Yeah,
creations are
he's
just so
basically shaped like a
interesting.
full tick. Like the tick has been
Yes.
latched on for about 2 weeks.
Oh,
And if it's on its back, it cannot roll over. It's like my dog.
yes. Yeah. I'm like, how does this dude ever fit down a chimney? Like, come on.
Yeah, like, well, it's magic, right? Haven't you watched Santa
Yeah.
Claus? He kind of just
Yeah, exactly. Tim Allen.
like Charlie says, he just sucks him up. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I still love it. It's just so, I just love any movie where like you can see even the smallest bit of like a still frame from it and you just
Yeah.
know exactly what it is.
Yeah, this is one of those things, if you saw that, you'd know immediately what it is. And I love Sally, man. I have so many Sally ornaments, and I just love the look of her and like everything
Yeah.
about her. Yeah. Oh, this part is amazing when he pops out of the coffin as Sandy Claus.
Yeah, because I worked at Hot Topic when I was 17 until
Why am
the
I not
age
shocked?
of
You, I
I know. Yeah, I worked there for 6 years total. And I freaking loved like every moment of it, but that really solidified my Nightmare Before Christmas fandom because not only did we sell like everything related to it, but we also got a 40% employee discount.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. So, and we got that like on top of other ongoing sales.
Wow.
And so I bought so much stuff during that time, like just because I could and because it was
Yeah.
so cheap. And so that's really when I came to love, like I had so many shirts from Nightmare Before Christmas, like every little knick-knack that we sold. And
Yeah.
yeah, so that was really cool that was kind of during the heart of like my emo Tim Burton like everything phase, like how you were talking about with your daughters,
Yeah.
and getting to work at Hot Topic during that, like it did not get any more perfect.
Well, since you said you got a 40% discount, I think I might get a part-time job there. It'd save me a lot of money.
I say, yeah.
I wanted to order a shirt from there, but they were sold out. It was about probably a month ago. So there's a wrestler named Rhea Ripley. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her.
I've heard, yeah, I've heard of
Yeah, so
her.
she's really into like the Terrifier stuff, and she's like really popular in like pop culture, whatever. She's really like emo, whatever, rocker chick. She did a collab with Terrifier, and it was like black and purple. And I tried to order a shirt, and they were already sold out. I would have rocked that one,
Oh.
but
Well,
the only
if I
Hot
still
Topic
had.
other stuff I would get, like sometimes they have wrestling shirts there, so
Yeah.
they'd have like exclusives. So I'd go there and buy like Young Buck shirts or Kenny Omega
Yeah.
or like Stone Cold back in the day, but. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah,
really go
if I
ahead,
still
sorry.
had the hookup, I would hook you up, but now when I go in there, I have a hard time buying anything because I'm like, I can't pay full price for this. Like, what
Yeah,
is this?
yeah. Sometimes they do have really good deals, and then buy one, get this, and then spend this amount, get that. And it's like they know what they're doing. They're still making a lot of money, but it's easier on my pocket. And that's when I try to take them
Right.
in. But they're big into like band shirts, so. There's a
Yeah.
really good site based in Canada called Metalomania, and I think it's based out of Montreal, to be honest, I think. And a lot of band shirts. Like I can't even predict or tell you how much I've spent on band shirts, but they love it, and they have some interesting clothes choices. And I know sometimes they're like a little leery to like show me, like if I'm gonna make a comment. I like
Yeah,
accept them unless, and you know what?
sure.
I'm really lucky in the sense where like. It's never like I don't have the kid I see sometimes at amusement parks where it's like super revealing stuff. And I'm like, I would rather my kid dress like the devil than have to deal with that. You know what I mean? And I'm not
For
judging.
sure.
It's like if you want to wear all black and like a black dress and look like a goth queen, go for it. Because
Absolutely.
some of these kids I see, like we're talking even like 14, 15, like the short shorts, like it was never like that even when I was a kid. And I just look at it and I'm like, oh my God, thank God. I'm like, wear the baggy jeans, wear the t-shirts, you know, have the tees there. I don't care. As long as you're not going out like
Agreed.
I'm not stressing. But yeah, like they go out to a place called Halloween Haunt at Canada's Wonderland. It's almost like a Six Flags here in Canada.
Okay.
Halloween Haunt, they've been already like six times, and they go out and they dress up like what's Gerard Way? Is that the guy from My Chemical? They love the red tie and then the My Chemical Romance jacket, and you know, sometimes they want to go out in a dress, or then they wear like the like the tight leggings that are white and black, and I don't
Yeah,
know.
stripe. Yeah.
They think I'm going to say
Amazing.
something, and I'm just like, no, it's cool. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like, do your thing. Like,
Absolutely.
I don't know if it'll last forever, but like, if my kid grows up to be like Kristen, I'll be fine because she worked for the FBI.
I did always love like kind of blowing the minds of like teachers and stuff because like I always knew that I wanted to work like in criminal justice in some capacity. So even though I was like a little rock and roll teenager, like I was pretty much on the straight and narrow just because I like knew what I wanted to get into. And so but I do remember definitely being kind of like underestimated by some teachers and even into college, because I mean, even in college, like I dressed pretty alternatively and I could always tell the looks on some of their faces like the first day of like, oh, this girl's gonna be like, you know, probably is probably gonna drop out after the third week or whatever. And then like I ended up developing really good relationships with quite a few of them and always got good grades and really cared and whatever, but I'm like, don't I've always kind of hated that stereotype of like, oh, just because you're into like alternative things, like you have to be a failure. It's like,
Yeah,
no,
no. Yeah.
you can be yourself. And if anything, I think being yourself can foster success because you feel comfortable and you feel inspired and
Yeah.
you feel good in your own skin. So I commend you for letting your kids do dress how they want and whatever, because I think that just is gonna allow them to blossom in other ways as well.
No, I appreciate that. And like you said, like you probably love the fact that like you probably like being underestimated because it's like you weren't the status quo. You were kind of going against the grain, being who you wanted to be, but you're almost like a hybrid in a way where I don't need to be a failure. I can be smart and be like this too. It's not like you can't wrap me up in a box and call it what it is, you know what I mean? But it's the same thing like with my kids, like what am I going to say? Like what they want to wear is what they're comfortable with and like how they, you know what I mean? They're amazing. Like if you're comfortable on that and you're happy, that's fine. Like sometimes they worry, like if we're going to like family functions, oh, like what are people going to say? I say, first of all, they're not going to say anything. Second of all, if you do, unacceptable, and we leave.
Right,
Like as
exactly.
long as they know that I'm on their side, and if somebody even had something to say negatively about how they want to dress or you know them wanting to do their hair dark and their makeup and stuff, sometimes with the makeup I am a little like you know, but I'm like whatever, like it's not the makeup itself, sometimes it's like really dark, sometimes I really like it, sometimes I'm like oh, I'm not a big fan of that, but I won't say it, but I don't know, just let them be who they want. And because the more I say oh I'm not a fan of that, just gonna push them in another direction. So I'd rather have a decent relationship with them, even though as teenagers, I don't know what the hell happened. They went from being my best buddies, and like I always say this to like anything I say now sometimes is like just a negative reaction, and it's like try not to take it personally, but sometimes like I got a bit of attitude in me too. I'm like, you know what? Don't fucking talk to me like that. You know what I mean? And then like, but once you do that, you're creating even more friction. You're like, okay, I just need to shut my mouth. Make sure they understand that like, I'm not gonna accept that. But sometimes like less said is best said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that I was an interesting teenager at times, so I'll
Yep.
never experience that like on my own, but in some ways it's probably for the better because I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, I can imagine that it is by far the most complicated time.
It is. And you got to understand, it's also a different time. I think it's always difficult to grow up being a girl, but it's also horrible in the sense of social media. Everybody's entitled to their opinion and everybody can see their opinion. And no matter how shitty it is, it's out there for the world to see. And it's a really dangerous precedent to set
For
where, like,
sure.
you really, because when you're young, everything that's said about you, you take it wholeheartedly and you can't really break it down in a way where like okay this person has a lot of issues, the them saying this says more about them than it does about me. But when you're young, the world revolves around you, and as you get older you realize that nobody's caring about you because they're worried about themselves and getting through the world themselves, right? So I try to explain that to them, but it is hard to grow up as a girl, especially now with social
Oh,
media and
yeah.
standards and stuff, and that's why. But you know what? I always thought, I'm like, man, my kids are so different. Like, they're not like kids I see. And then I go to different places with them, and people like are like, I love your outfit. You look so cool. Like, I really love this. And I'm like, hell yeah, that's my friggin'
Yeah,
daughter, dude. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like,
exactly.
yeah. Like,
Yeah.
she had like a vest. We had a vest made for her for the concert. I'll show you a picture after this. So I guess it was like a Lady Gaga symbol and it said Judas on it, but we had to punch in like little metal bar things in it with like a red, like, I don't know, red paint, but it had like a cross on it. You know, it's from an album, I think.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, we went to the concert and people were like, I really love that. Like, where'd you get that? And like, makes me proud. I'm like, okay, like, I celebrate their individuality. I was wrong. Maybe I said, in my head, I'm like, oh, they're a little different, you know, but it makes me proud when
Sure.
other people like in the same genre that they love. Like, and I find their genre is so like supportive, especially like Lady Gaga. You had such a eclectic group. You had like the LGBTQT, whatever. And then you had like people like me that were enjoying her. And then you had like my daughters, one daughter likes girls. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, dude. No problem. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, very, very accepting and open-minded.
Yeah.
And yeah,
It's
no,
actually funny. When
I
my,
always
sorry.
think it's great because I'm like, when kids or even adults stand out, because I'm always like, one of the most boring things is just like fitting in.
Yeah,
So
for
you might
sure.
as well do something different because I would always rather be noticed for being myself than just being like, wait, you look like 17 million other people that I've met.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that's totally awesome that they
Yeah.
gravitate towards that.
It was actually a funny conversation. I'll make sure she's cool with me talking about this and maybe I'll edit it out. But
Sure.
when she first told us, like, I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I pretty much knew it's all good. Like, she knows our family. Like, I'm very
Sure.
accepting. And, but after it was so funny, Adriana comes up to me. She's like, Dad, don't worry. I really like boys. I was like, okay, cool.
You're like, okay, now I'm concerned about what you say, but I'm
Yeah,
not
she's like,
concerned about
I'm
what
like, you
she
were really,
said.
you know. But yeah, we have a classic part here when he's burnt out. He's been burned down to the
Yeah.
ground and he's in the what is this is a cemetery, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's in the angel's arms here. But yeah. I did horrible at doing a watch along today, by the way. It was more just a conversation with a friend. So this is
I know I haven't been helping, so my
No, it's all good.
apologies.
It's still going to be an episode and they can
Yeah.
kiss my derriere. I feel like we've been entertaining, so it's all good.
Yeah, I think so too.
There's an ornament of this too, of this exact scene of him with like the angel and all that, and
I think I might have that one. It's a
possible,
really good
yeah.
one. I have a few. I have like a Corpse Bride one as well that I really love,
Which
of like
one?
them sitting at the piano.
Piano? That's an expensive
Yeah.
one too.
Yeah, I think I got that as a gift.
No, it that I
I'll
that's one of my
yeah.
favorite ornaments. I have that, but my daughter's dropped it one year and I think his head fell off and we had to glue it, but like it's such a thin neck where
Yes.
it's like it
Yes.
hurts, but like but yeah, that's a really nice ornament at the piano. Yeah, I think it's a I think that one has gone up in value as well.
Even some of the Jack Skellington ones that I have, like every year when I take them out of the bins that I keep them in, I'm like, okay, it didn't break because he's so skinny. I'm like,
Yeah,
you can snap these legs like with nothing.
Jack
But
Skellington really doesn't do leg day, that's for sure.
yeah. He's got those chicken legs for sure, but yeah, no, they hold up thankfully because I think Hallmark does make them like pretty good quality regardless, but
No, they really do. And it's kind of sad. I feel like the Hallmark store is a dying brand. I really think they should switch to online, but the
yeah.
biggest appeal for me with Hallmark was like I'm a big Hallmark ornament collector. Going to the store, visiting the people, like seeing the old ladies there and having a conversation. They used
Yeah.
to have like these like ornament release tea parties and cookies. And I was like, when they shut down,
Love
I probably cried for like 2 days. I was so upset. I'm not
it.
kidding. Like they're like, yeah, we're closed. This is our
Oh.
last year. I'm like, where are you gonna go? Like, how am I gonna talk to you? You like I would
Yeah.
even visit throughout the year just to say hi or whatever, because we'd go there and spend like $1,500 come like Hallmark.
Yeah.
But yeah, I miss them so much and it hasn't been the same. We changed our home
Yeah.
store, but I don't know. I feel like it's a dying brand.
I agree. We still have a couple Hallmark stores around here, and I'll pop into them like whenever I'm at the mall or whatever, but it just doesn't feel the same. I don't think they do any of the
Yeah,
cool events or anything. And
I agree.
but yeah, it's definitely still a nostalgic,
Yeah.
just like malls in general. I mean, especially working in a mall for 6 years and whatever, I just like loved mall culture, and like it just so reminded me of my teenage years. And so the fact
Yeah.
that malls are like disappearing, I'm like, because I'm still old school, like especially for clothes, like I like shopping in person.
I'm the same way. 'Cause I just,
Yeah.
there's something I just don't trust about online. I need to feel it on me, right?
Right. Like I
Yeah.
need to, yeah, feel the quality, and then like it's
Yeah.
way easier to just try stuff on like at the store. And I just like, I mean, it's a fun outing, especially during like winter when there's not a lot of outside stuff that you
Yeah.
can do and whatever. And so I feel like the one closest to my place has kind of had a bit of a revitalization. Like during the pandemic, it was terrible, but I feel like it's come back a little bit, but it's still never the same.
No, and I feel like I don't know if it has to do with our brain function or like nostalgia and how it works. Like we're always like, oh, older was better, but there was a different vibe in the mall even 15 years ago. Like, you know what I mean? But especially like from the early 90s, from what I remember, it was like an event. And you know, it was something special, and now it's not that. Maybe just 'cause I'm old and jaded, but
No,
you're right, malls are
I
dying,
agree.
and I think we're gonna eventually get to a point where like shopping at a mall would be considered vintage. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. It's like what the old people do.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't like going into a mall for 2 hours. That's never been me, but like, I'm more of a go to where I'm going. Or if I'm taking my girls, like, they'll
Yeah.
go do their thing. But I enjoy getting out, walking around, and just seeing things physically instead of just putting it in a cart online. And don't get
Sure.
me wrong, there's some things you can order online that you know how they fit and it's more convenient. But there's also something to be said for going in person and really getting a feel for what you're buying, and it's just not the same. And now we got Santa
And
Claus killing bugs. Sorry.
I know, I'm like, I really forgot, like, this movie definitely does, like, not that I forgot, but like this movie really does get creepier towards the
Yeah.
end, like the portion that we're at now. Like you
Yeah.
forget, like, oh, like Oogie Boogie really is kind of creepy and
Oh, he's evil.
other.
He's like evil
Yeah.
personified. Like, and he's filled with bugs and he's creepy as
Yeah.
hell.
Ugh.
Now Santa Claus just touches his nose and
Yeah.
hits the air. I don't know if we're at the same part. We should be, but yeah.
Yeah, I think we, yeah.
Now,
Ugh,
what do you
and
think
I'm.
about the it's not like a conspiracy theory, but is Jack Skellington the guy from Corpse Bride? I forget his name. Some people
Oh, is
say he
that.
could be.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because didn't they have a dog as well, or no? Or
Yeah, I
no.
believe there is a
Yeah, so that could have
dog.
been Zero. I don't know.
Yeah, it just doesn't have as prominent of a role, I don't think. But
Yeah.
that is interesting, though.
I've read a couple things. I don't believe it, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I believe it either, but I mean, it does have the connections with Tim Burton, because Tim Burton did not direct Nightmare Before Christmas, if I remember correctly. Like, he was a producer on
Yeah.
it, whereas he directed Corpse Bride, I believe.
Yeah. Well, he has the same body structure as Jack, I guess.
Yeah, and that is true. I
Who
mean,
knows?
I like little intertwined, like, you know, kind of like how they do in the Marvel universe or
Yeah.
whatever, like crossover stories or whatever, but I never really heard that before, so that I'll have to ponder. Now I need to watch Corpse Bride and really like
Yeah.
analyze.
No, yeah, I really do love how Disney uses like Easter eggs. Like, if you're watching Frozen, if you look closely and see Rapunzel and what's his name going to the actual wedding, have you seen that picture? Like,
I've never seen Frozen like in full.
oh my God, you are emo. You are against the
I
grain. My goodness. I love,
do.
well, it was when my kids grew up. I probably watched it over 565 times, but yeah. Now it looks like we're so
I
ahead.
think I was resisting because the music kind of drove me nuts when it first came out because everyone was just like singing it all the time.
Oh yeah, they were,
I
especially
feel
kids.
I feel
just
like
like
now that I've had some separation from it, maybe this will be the year.
maybe we need to do a Frozen watch along time. But
Okay.
no, you really need to focus on it. It's actually a really good film.
Okay.
There's a lot of good in it, I think you'd like. It's very
Oh,
girl powery
finally.
too, so that's a plus. But yeah, we're near
Finally,
the end
Jack and
here where
Sally.
she's on the hill and here comes Jack. Handsome Jack.
Oh, yes, it inspired an entire Blink-182 song.
Yep.
Oh,
That's another concert. You went to that one too, eh? They were actually pretty
yeah.
good.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge. They're one of the OGs
Oh
for me.
yeah.
Like, that's in middle school. They're one of my earliest memories of when I started getting into the pop punk and all that kind of stuff. So I've seen them quite a few times, but this most recent time was really good.
Yeah. I sit there and I watch Travis Barker and he drums for like 2 hours and I'm like, how does he do it? Like that's got to be like an intense cardio and concentration.
Oh yeah, well, so I was a drummer growing up. Like, I was on drumline in high school and whatever, and he was definitely always like one of my drumming idols. But
Yeah.
then, like you said, when you actually do it and you realize like the intensity to which he's playing and everything, you're just like, oh my God, like that, it really is crazy.
Yeah. And while we were chatting, the movie ended. I'm so sorry for doing a terrible watch along job, guys. I'm glad you stuck around though and listened to us shoot the crap, but I need to ask these questions about Christmas near the end. Do you have any plans for Christmas so far?
Oh, for Christmas, not really. I mean, I'm usually a mix of like traditions and then new stuff, so I'm sure. I mean, I do have like me and my best friend make a gingerbread house every year, and we always make it kind of like 1 year we did a murder house, and
Oh, nice.
we usually make it kind of creepy. Actually, a large part of my reasoning for going to LA right now is I want to spend a bunch of time just like writing out my ideas for my Christmas episodes and whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe start doing some script writing, because I always feel very creatively inspired out in LA. So I'm gonna spend definitely a couple days, or part of a couple days, at my favorite writing place, just like kind of getting things going. But when I'm in Halloween, I very much stay focused on Halloween because I love
Yeah.
it so much. And then, but then, don't get me wrong, November 1st, the mindset will switch. But yeah, already starting to think about like recording some of the Hallmark Christmas movies,
Yeah.
and because they just started this past
On
weekend.
the
So
17th, they started. Yeah. And I
yeah,
forgot.
yeah.
That's the worst part. I have the list saved on my phone, and I normally print it up and put it on my fridge. They're doing
Nice.
like a series this year. I think that's the one that started on the 17th.
Yeah, the murder on Mistletoe Lane or whatever.
Yeah, so you know your shit. Like you go out to meet
Yeah.
these people, which is insane. I love it. I really love
Yeah.
it. I wish I
Yeah,
had like Hallmark things here where you can
I
meet these
actually just
people.
watched the first episode of Murder on Mistletoe Lane today, actually.
Was it
So
good?
it was actually better than I thought it was gonna be. The female
Yeah.
lead, it's a very interesting role,
Yeah.
which I don't like, I can't really say too much about it, but like, I feel like they're handling it in a very kind of unique, non-Hallmark way. So
Yeah.
I have hope, because going into it, I was very skeptical.
I'm mostly for Hallmark Christmas movies, but you know what you're gonna get. And sometimes you really get like you get a jab in the arm from them that and they're really good. You're gonna hate this
Yeah.
though. When they have Hallmark movies that are based out of like LA and there's not a lot of snow in the opening, I'm like, no, I'm gonna hate this one. I need to see the snow-covered place, but when it's like in LA, it's like, no, man, this is
Yeah.
not the same.
I
Sorry.
mean, I kind of agree with you, because even living there, I did not like the lack of like cold weather. I was like, why? I was like, I'm wearing a t-shirt. Like, this is just not right.
Yeah.
So I did
Yeah.
always come home to St. Louis like for the actual holiday. So I got my dose of it then. But no, I agree. I can typically tell within like the first 5 minutes of a Hallmark movie, like whether I'm gonna like it or not.
And it still doesn't stop us from watching the whole thing.
Exactly.
We know where it's
We're
going, we know what
obligated.
happens, but I
Yeah.
love them. It's just like
Yeah.
It's like when they go to Denny's and the Santa Claus. It's like Hallmark. It's an American institution. I feel
Oh.
like I need to watch
I
them. And I
love
catch
it.
so much slack for my friends because I have no shame. Like, you watch that crap? I'm like, yeah, actually I do. And I don't give a fuck about what you
Oh,
think.
me either. I agree. I talk, and people are always like, "What? Like, how do you like Marilyn Manson and like Hallmark Channel?" And I'm like, it's all about balance.
Yeah.
You
No, you just
gotta
say I'm a
have
hybrid,
balance.
man. You never know what to expect. I'll friggin' come from the side. I'll come from the back. I'll get you wherever. But yeah, no,
Exactly.
like I'm excited for the season. I'm excited for Hallmark, obviously, even though I missed it this week. And I had another question I was gonna ask, but I forgot. Oh yeah, I was gonna ask you, when do you put up your tree? Do you put it up middle of November? When?
Yeah, typically early to mid-November. I'm
Yeah.
definitely on the faster side normally. Just taking down like all the Halloween stuff is such a big like ordeal. So it normally
Yeah.
has to do with like when I can just get the motivation, but
Yeah.
I usually get like Veterans Day off work, which is like November 10th, I think. November 10th or 11th, I can never remember.
11th, I think. Well, we have
11th.
Remembrance Day here, which is it's the 11th day of the 11th month of the 11th hour. So I don't know if it's the same in the States.
Okay.
I think it is,
Yeah.
though.
I think you might be right, but I've
Yeah.
used that day definitely as a decorating day before because it's like, okay, a free day off work. You know, I'm kind of ready to move on from Halloween at that point. So yeah, definitely by mid-November.
Yeah, no, that's good then. Okay, other than that, I have my terrible job with this watch along. Well, the conversation was great. We just, I didn't go back to it enough. I needed Jerry here. I tried to get him last minute, but because they both were going to hop on. They were both doing Mike's podcast, and I didn't want to postpone again. So I'm like, okay, we'll get through it.
Sure. Well,
Because
I
when you
appreciate.
do it, sorry, when you do a watch along, it's good with like a lot of people because there's like banter, and then like there's got to be somebody to bring it back to the movie. That's what I needed Jerry for. But yeah.
We need that grounding force, obviously, but I
Oh.
appreciate you working around my schedule, and I would be happy to come on and do another one where we
Pay attention.
where we pay attention a little bit
Yeah, I don't know.
more,
I
but
wanted to do this just because like for Halloween, I don't it's a Christmas podcast, I guess, but you know, we can change it up a bit, but as long as they watch along, it'll be fine and they can listen to our conversation in the same way when we were watching. But I don't know how many watch alongs I'll do because I normally just sit down and chat, right? And normally how it works. That's what we did here and it was good. I think we talked about different stuff than we did last time, so that works out. But
Absolutely.
I loved having you on. I always tell you you're the driving force of the Halloween side of the Christmas Podcast Network, and you also do a good job with everything else. And what do I call you? You're the what's her name? Well, I call you the Halloween Queen of the CPN. What's her name? I said.
I've gotten so many. I've gotten Coraline.
No,
I've gotten,
the Elvira,
oh,
because
the Elvira.
yeah, the Elvira was like really popular when I was young. I know Anthony is a fan, almost to a creepy extent. Yes, Anthony, I know you don't listen to my podcast, but I'm going to tell you to listen to this part. But yeah, no, you are the Halloween queen, and we all
Thank
appreciate you
you.
so much. I think you know it too, because anytime you post your episode, you get the most likes out of anybody else because it's so well done. I can't stress that enough. It's not lip service, guys. Go listen to her podcast. She's well educated. She's well spoken. It's well edited. Her sister edits it. I think that's right, right? And yeah, so it's a family production. And yeah, I think like when I look at it, I can see where you get your I guess like Brian Earle was the first person you listened to because as far as like the way you break everything down and the way that everything is presented, it's very Christmas past-ish, like in the sense of like I feel like it's so well presented. Like every time I listen to your podcast, I know I'm going to be educated, I'm going to feel good, and when I'm done, I'm going to want to message you and be like, hey, that was really good. I can't do it all the time, but yeah, I just want you to know you have like probably you're one of the consistent podcasts I listen to, so
Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate that. And the podcast means a lot to me, and the podcast community means a lot to me because I mean, I've made so many friends with you guys, and like the group has always been very welcoming since day one. And it really has been like a super positive addition
yeah.
to my life. Like, even if I don't interact on the Discord a lot, like, I'm definitely on there, like, reading what people are talking about. And
Yeah.
it's usually one of the last things I look at, like, when I'm in bed at the end of the day, like, trying to shut my brain off and whatever. And so I, yeah, it's absolutely nothing but positive things to say about all of you.
That's got to be a terrible way to end your night. Like you just open up Discord and it's Scott talking nonsensical. Like sometimes I'm just Scott, I love you, but damn, man, what
Yeah.
are you doing? Like every time I
Yeah.
read it, I'm just like, what? Huh? Like I don't even believe this. I think he. I don't know. I love you, Scott, but yeah, it's a come on, man. You
That's funny.
kill the
Yeah.
vibe with that shit. But yeah.
I'm a part of all sorts of different Discord channels, so I kind of hop around and see what everyone is
Yeah. I know there is like a little
yeah.
symbol beside your Discord name and it says you're a part of a different Discord or so, I forget what I saw it.
Okay. Well, so
I
the
don't,
reason I go to Vegas every year is for DEF CON,
that's what it
which
was.
is,
Yeah.
yeah, which is the hacking, it's like the world's biggest hacking conference every year. And so
Oof.
I'm pretty big into their Discord as well. And then
Nice.
they host a goth party there every year that
Oh my
I
gosh.
have been going to every single year that I've gone. And so I'm a part of that Discord. And so yeah, it's a cool event. Who knew there was a goth scene within the hacker community? So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So if I ever need a hacker, I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah.
Or if I forget the password on my phone, I'm gonna
Or if
just
you just
mail
need
it
me
to
to
you.
online, I stalk someone, legally stalk someone for you.
I
Like,
find
you know
it
what?
eerily uncomfortable that you've
Yeah.
likely fucking e-stalked me, but it's okay. You got to know you.
No,
I don't have a
no,
criminal
no,
record
you're
for what it's
okay.
worth. Yeah.
You're good.
My search history might be a little suspect depending on the day. I don't know.
I could tell from your energy the first time we talked. I was like, this is a solid dude. So
Yeah, I'm
good,
weird as
good
hell, but like,
vibes.
yeah, there's the only, I would say the only evil inside of me is, I don't know. I could really kill cake sometimes. Like, yeah, but no, I appreciate that. So I'm gonna ask
Yeah.
you, and you're not gonna answer the question, but we're gonna laugh about it. So you're good at reading people. Who is the weirdest person on the Christmas podcast network? You don't have to answer that. I'm just
No
messing with you.
way, no
Yeah,
way.
no, I already know who it is. So we'll talk about it off air.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But yeah, let everybody
Yeah.
know where they can find you. I know we talked about it, but kind of give yourself an official plug to end this.
Yeah, so you can find me at the podcast. You can find pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, as well as a variety of smaller platforms, social media. I'm on Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, at Holidays Podcast, Facebook. You can just search Holidays After Dark. But yeah, this is definitely, as it is for all of us, the heavy hitting time of year. So lots of Halloween stuff going on. And then we'll just go straight into Christmas. And then at the end of the year, I'll be kicking off season five starting in
Wow.
2026.
Oh my
So that's
gosh.
exciting.
That's real. No, that's awesome. I would be kicking off near season five if I didn't abandon two of my other podcasts, but I made it to season
Sure.
two with this one. But yeah, no,
Yeah.
I really do love your podcast. Like I can't stress it enough. And I wouldn't lie either. I'd normally just not be as over the top about it.
Sure.
But yeah, you guys can also find me, obviously, right here, but on Instagram at the Roast Such a Gladder Pod. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to plug. So I think from me and Kristen, we wish you a happy Halloween. And we are month two into the Burr months. And that means there's only two more left after this. So let's kind of like not wish time away ever. Enjoy the season. Enjoy the buildup because Christmas Eve comes quick. And then, Christmas Day. And then Boxing Day. And that's the most depressing day of the year. Unless you live in America, it's depressing every day. I'm kidding.
So true.
Yeah. But yeah. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Halloween, everyone.